Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Trad Reviews on member-supported Restoration Radio. Today, I am with my mum, Teresa. Hello, mum.
Hi, Matthew.
Good to see you again. Long time.
No see.
Oh. Today, we will be looking at a few things. New books in the True Restoration store, as well as other items. A board game by the name of Codenames. So, mum, where do you want to start?
I'm going to briefly cover some of the books that True Restoration Store currently sells that I think are worth bringing to our listeners' attention for one or more reasons. And that's probably the best place to start. To begin with, I'm going to run over just a handful of fairly new titles, but just new titles in store that are not available anywhere else online, as far as I can tell. And they are actually very hard to find. So This has made it a lot easier for our customers. So the first item that's newish into the store is our little modesty booklet. This is just a small booklet, and I think every trad Catholic woman should have a copy of this booklet in their possession to read carefully and refer to as needed.
So does this booklet mean that I'm going to have to change my wardrobe? I'm going to have to get some longer skirts?
No, Matthew, because I raised you to dress modestly, so you don't need to change your wardrobe at all.
So I can keep that skirt?
You can keep all the items that you currently are wearing. Moving right along.
That's not a skirt, by the way.
Yes, as you can tell, my eldest son has inherited his father's sense of humour. We'll have to deal with that at a later date. So back to our little booklet. I think it's important to read this one carefully and to have a copy of this on hand. That's mostly because due to the gross violations of modesty in our culture, this virtue is pretty much under incredible assaults. I think anyone would agree. Anyone who has eyes can see that. And furthermore, there's actually a great deal of confusion and misinformation as to exactly what is and what is not morally acceptable to wear, even among traditional Catholics. As most of our listeners would know, modesty is the handmaid of purity. So if you take out the first, you are left wide open to lose the second soon thereafter. So we realise the great importance of maintaining our modesty. Ladies young and old should be very careful to preserve their modesty. And obviously the very first step is to find out actually what the guidelines of the church in this regard are. As far as I have been able to ascertain, this is the only official guideline extant. And that means that when I say official, I mean that it has church approval, not just someone's opinion, not just a little booklet that talks about various aspects of it. No, this was imprimatur in, I think it was either the 1940s or 1950s.
Pre-Vatican II.
In any case, yes. Some may argue that guidelines will have changed drastically by now with the passing of about 60 years. So this booklet, they might think, is hugely outdated.
Right.
And I do conceive that customs changing do affect certain aspects. However, what is in itself modest or immodest does not change with the change of customs. So we're going to focus on that. Styles or types of clothing that were once considered, say, male-only attire or sport-only attire or casual activity attire or formal attire, which no longer apply in a culture in the same way as they once did in the past, can and should be reflected in a change in customs by Catholics now who are living in that culture. Otherwise, we would be like the Amish and walking around with bonnets when outdoors and wearing dresses nearly to the ground, which would do more harm than good. However, styles or types is a very different story to the modesty aspect, which requires sufficient coverage of the body as an absolute norm of what is ideal and what is morally acceptable. This booklet explains the importance of modesty to begin with, so it's important to hand to young ladies as they're getting older. And it talks about the grave seriousness of a modesty and you know, the price to pay when you go about doing this practice. And then it gives basic rules that really are not that many. They're not very hard to remember. For example, the very well-known 2 fingers width below the pit of the neck rule, as far as necklines of clothing. Now, many Catholics seem to think this means 2 fingers length, one on top of the other, not width.
I'm just doing that now and I don't really see that as being modest.
Yes, it has to be the width, 2 fingers side by side. So one has to actually pay attention to all the words in the guidelines to make sure they're following the rules. For example, another...